Hey, Steve.
Hello.
Steve, why would your life make a great reality show?
Well, there's me, my wife, her boyfriend, and her two kids all living in the same house.
I love it.
I love the premise. Go.
And I'm the only one working.
Now, how does it work out that your wife has you and a boyfriend?
Well, we're talking about getting a divorce, and she found somebody online, and he ended up moving in, and that's it.
And hilarity ensues.
Oh, yeah. I get to support everybody, and it's a crazy house at times.
Are there pets?
Yes, two cats.
How many kids?
Two.
We're going to need to also cast a
17.
potbelly pig.
Pardon?
We're going to also have to cast a potbelly pig.
Why did you let the boyfriend move in?
He didn't have a place to live. He doesn't work. He lost his job, so I'm hoping he'll find a job and take her off my hands.
Oh, Steve, this is the greatest show on television. This would be the greatest show on television.
What is wrong with you, Steve? Where does he sleep?
I sleep in the boys' room, and they take the master bedroom.
No.
The guy that doesn't have a job, and you're still married to your wife, and he's sleeping in the bed with her.
And it's your house.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what to say.
And did the kids call him uncle, or like, who do the kids think he is?
No, they know he's the boyfriend.
So who do they think you are?
I'm the stepdad.
Wow.
Did you tell your friends what's going on?
Oh, yeah, they think we're crazy.
Well, so do
Especially
we.
her. Oh, you should hear her parents get on me. Why are you letting him live there?
Why are you letting him live there, Steve?
So he can get a job and take her off my hands.
Makes perfect sense to me.
She doesn't work. They need an income, so as soon as he finds a job, which so far has been about 2 months with no luck.
See, Steve, this is perfect because we can the spin-off. I already hear the spin-off. So first, the show is you with the wife and the boyfriend and the kids and the cats living in the house. That's the show. And then the spin-off is we do like a Rock of Love thing with you. We send women to go live in your house and we pick one.
That sounds good. She says I can bring a girlfriend home if I want.
Can you hear noises coming out of the master bedroom?
Yeah, but I don't want to.
It's a very comfortable environment. What a lovely, that's a reality show. There
and
you
at
go.
Least she found, at least she found somebody with the same last name so she doesn't have to change her license if they get married.
Stop it. Oh, this show gets better and better.
And his first name is my middle name.
Oh, my God.
Wow. This is good.
I'm physically sick.
What, really? I think it's a great idea for a show. I'd be glued to
but
the
it's
set.
But it's his life. He's not pitching a show. It's his life.
Well, you know, it's reality. I'd watch that sooner than I'd watch Paris Hilton's new BFF.
I'll wait until Thanksgiving when we all get together with the in-laws.
Now, let's see. Three's Company's already taken, so what do we call this show?
It's a nightmare.
That's the name of the show. It's a nightmare, starring Steve.
Welcome
right.
to my nightmare. Wow.
That's great, Steve. That's a great pitch.
You've got to keep us updated.
Yeah, you've got to.
Oh, I will.
I'm not even joking. We should send a camera crew over there immediately.
Right now.
God. That's the kind of show that people would watch and be like, it's scripted. There's no way this is really happening. There's no way that guy would let that guy be in the bed with that woman and live together.
They're not divorced.
I was on the phone. Why? What's the? I didn't get what the.
We'll tell you during the break.
Okay. We don't even know.
But I gotta tell you, Chad. It's good television. Oh. It's great radio. It's better television.
I'm intrigued.